On October 20th, the Iowa Composers Forum is rolling out the red carpet for their Fall Composers Concert at the Opus Concert Cafe in Cedar Rapids. Six composers and a whole host of musicians are gathering on the 20th. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for the Iowa Arts Showcase, and joining me is an Iowa Composers Forum charter member, former Iowa Composer, former chair, composer extraordinaire, composer in residence at various music venues and organizations, professor of music at Co, composition professor, producer, and recorder of many national recordings, Dr. Jerry Owen. And thank you so much for joining us today, Jerry.
Hello, Jacqueline. It's nice to see you.
So tell us about this concert that you have set up, and you really have some wonderful new works.
First of all, I think one of the really important highlights of this program will be that Michael Dougherty, the famous living American composer, will be our guest composer on this program. Michael is in town for that weekend for another concert, his Iowa premiere of his tuba concerto. And so we decided to double up on Michael's time and bring him in as a guest composer for this program on Sunday. The title of the program is Iowa Composers at the Opus Concert Cafe. And we can say that because five of the six composers are Iowa Composer Forum members. And the sixth composer, Michael Dougherty, is an Iowa native. So all Iowa composers. Michael has written a piece for violin and double bass, as in string bass, and two narrators based on a text by Mark Twain, The Diaries of Adam and Eve. And I've been privileged to see the score and to read through this piece in advance. And it is droll, as Mark Twain is droll, as you would expect. And it's going to be a wonderful production. Reading the part of Eve will be Diana Nolan, who is the Gazette's arts writer and a wonderful, bubbly personality. And reading the part of Adam is Rob Nassif, a well-known personality in Cedar Rapids and Eastern Iowa, and a composer of things on Broadway, for example. So that's going to be an exciting conclusion to our concert. On the first half of the concert, the newly minted composer in residence of the Red Cedar Chamber Music, Michael Kimber, will present a piece called Four Sketches, which is based on four of the most important paintings of the 20th century. So we look forward to that, a quartet piece with flute and strings. The second piece on the program is for clarinet and trumpet with our wonderful performers in the Orchestra Iowa, Christine Bellamy playing clarinet and Aaron Van Hoosen playing trumpet. A piece by Brooke Joyce, who's a composer at Luther College and immediate past chair of the Iowa Composers Forum. The piece is based on Scottish folk tunes, so that should be a very interesting piece. Next, one of our immigrant composers, immigrant only in that he lives in Missouri instead of Iowa, but has been a long time member of the Iowa Composers Forum, Robert Martin, has a piece for piano from 100 Views of Mount Fuji. Believe it or not, Robert has written 100 little pieces representing the woodblocks by a famous Japanese artist called 100 Views of Mount Fuji. We are not going to be hearing all 100 on this concert, but a segment of five of those pieces called Wind, as they're grouped together. That's a piano solo work. And after that, a quintet of strings with clarinet, piece by Randy Wells entitled Reminiscences of Eurydice. Eurydice, I'm never sure about how to say that word. Eurydice, perhaps, from the Orpheus legend. A fantastic color piece. And then the last piece on the first half of the program is one of my works for cello and piano called Mr. Raggedy's Sublime Dance. And the title of that piece comes from the concept that ragtime informed jazz throughout the history of their intimate relationship. And this is the sublime dance between the two art forms, between ragtime and jazz. And that's going to be performed by cellist Craig Hultgren, who is the current chair of the Iowa Composers Forum and a wonderful cellist, with accompaniment by Jessica Paul, who's now a retired faculty member from Luther College. So that rounds out our program. We're excited about it, very excited.
So how do you get tickets and more info?
Right. The website, iowacomposersforum.org. You'll find all the information that you need. And tickets to the concert are $15 for adults, $5 for students. And to get a student ticket, you need to be there in person. And you can reach the Orchestra Iowa box office, which handles all the ticketing for everything at the Opus Concert Cafe. And the Opus Concert Cafe is an intimate cabaret space, so it's important to get those tickets early.
So why is it so important to go to these concerts of brand new music?
It's important, I think, to hear the voices of today, those voices that express the feelings and the aesthetic beauty, really, of our current times. And you'll hear that in these pieces here. And raise up those composers, raise up that music so that it becomes known by many more people than we have.
Thanks for today's interview goes to the Iowa Composer Forum's Dr. Jerry Owen. And thanks so much. And keep composing.
Thank you, Jacqueline. It's been a pleasure.